This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright. We welcome back our very good friend, Kedra Daniels-Navaroli, the Assistant Director and Curator for the Ruth Funk Center for Textile Arts, and also our good friend, Donna Sewell, the Manager of Visitor Services. And they're here to talk about an upcoming event that's very exciting.
Well, yes, so actually we're here to talk about two upcoming events. It's kind of hard to believe that we're nearly a month away from the close of our featured exhibition, Designed to Mobilize, Propaganda Kimono 1920 to 1945. We've been amazed by the community's response to the show. So in conjunction with the final weeks, we're presenting several campus events. The first is our Friends of Textiles lecture, and that will be presented on April 16th. I mentioned the last time I visited that because of the war-related imagery in the show, community and campus focus groups were a big part of providing feedback in our planning for this exhibition. One request that we had from the groups was that we share the perspectives of Japanese Americans during World War II. Over 100,000 citizens of Japanese descent were interned at designated camps during the 1940s. And we felt that this was an important history to share alongside the story of a local colony that was founded by Japanese immigrants in Palm Beach County. So we'll be hosting Carla Stansifer. She's the curator of Japanese art at the Murakami Museum and Japanese Gardens, which, by the way, was founded on the land that that colony donated to that county. And her talk is entitled Persecution and Perseverance, Japanese American Experiences During World War II. And that will take place, again, on Tuesday, April 16th, here in the Digital Scholarship Lab, and that's located on the second floor of Evans Library. Her talk will start at 6 p.m. and we'll have a reception at 5:15. The cost for the lecture is $10 for the general public, and it is free for our Friends of Textiles members and Florida Tech faculty, staff, and students. RSVPs aren't required but encouraged, and that can simply be done by clicking the events tab on our website.
With this exhibit, we also wanted to introduce other aspects of Japanese culture, so we're really excited to present a taiko drum performance by Ronin Taiko, a theatrical Japanese drumming troupe based out of South Florida. In Japan, the taiko, or Japanese traditional drum, carries a special significance. It's used in religious ceremonies, wartime, and in celebrations. The taiko's powerful sound can also reach people at a personal level. It's often compared to the reflection of one's own heartbeat, and it is quite powerful. This is a family-friendly event, but please note that the drumming can be pretty powerful, so if you have a sensitivity to noise, you may want to be prepared. The event is on April 26th at the Gleason Performing Arts Center here on campus. Doors open at 6:30, and the 30-minute performance starts at 7. The tickets are $15 for general public, $10 for our Friends of Textile members, and free to Florida Tech faculty, staff, and students. You can purchase tickets online through the events page on our website at textiles.fit.edu. To learn more or purchase tickets for either of these events, visit textiles.fit.edu or call 321-674-6129.
So two great events that will enlighten your knowledge of what's going on at the Ruth Funk Center for Textile Arts. Coming up on April 16th, in the Digital Scholarship Lab, second floor of Evans Library, Carla Stansifer, the curator of the Japanese art at the Murakami Museum, will be speaking. And on April 26th at the Gleason Performing Arts Center, the taiko drum performance. Both are available and open to the public. Tickets are available for purchase at visittextiles.fit.edu, or you can call them at 674-6129 to find out more. Thank you, ladies, for coming in.
Thank you, as always, Terry.